You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The government has announced its plan for the Auckland Light Rail. What does the Green Party think of the plan in its current state?
So the partially tunnelled option is a missed opportunity to ensure that we reduce emissions as soon as possible and give people options as soon as we can. And so for us, now the focus will be to ensure that the stations that the government is building are accessible to all members of the community and that they feel welcoming, and also advocating to guarantee that this project will be finished within a timeline that enables us to lower emissions.
If in the current state that the light rail is being built, the emissions can be later on affected through redesigns like we've seen with the heavy rail?
Well, I mean, part of the reason why a surface light rail was our preferred option was because it enabled for a mode shift among the main corridors, for example, on Dominion Road. And so this is where the challenge will be for government in ensuring that not only do they commit to light rail and delivering it fast, but that they also implement other projects that ensure that we're giving people the option to use public transport or to walk and cycle to places. Mm-hmm.
You've also mentioned that the Green Party has a preference towards street-level light rail over an underground system. The government has now said that they'll move towards a partially underground system. What do you think the benefits of a street-level light rail are over underground?
Well, what a street-level does is that it creates safer spaces for all members of the community. I mean, we've heard feedback from groups like Women in Urbanism, who rightfully cite the fact that underground stations tend to create unsafe spaces for women and other groups, as well as the fact that now we're going to have the challenge of building universal designed underground stations, which is something we're going to be pushing for. Additionally, if we genuinely want to reduce emissions and give people the options to use public transport to walk and to cycle to places, we need to transform our main corridors, which a partially underground light rail isn't doing. And so we're wanting the government to commit to doing that, for the streets that the underground light rail won't be touching. Mm-hmm.
Is the Green Party concerned about how the construction of light rail will impact Auckland businesses or residents, or do you think that it will be a positive change?
I mean, again, we will need to ensure that the transition is smooth and that government provides support where needed to small businesses and people in the area who live there. Ultimately, what we need is the investment and the resources to ensure the project is delivered soon enough so that the disruption is kept at a minimum.
Do you think that the travel costs for light rail compared to gas or the city rail link will affect university students?
That is also an area of concern, and I think equally for us, one of the priorities going forward remains advocating for free fares for students, because at the end of the day, what we know is that there is the potential to ensure that students have access to free public transport, the option to move around, and also advocates that this project causes the least disruption possible for students needing to get to university and home. Mm-hmm.
Do you think that there will be any effect for the university themselves, as we've seen recently that many students have had to drop out of university entirely because their public transport and because their student accommodation rents were just too high for them to manage alongside tuition?
I mean, this is an ongoing issue for students, and as we see the effects of things like inflation, this is why we need to guarantee that students have access to free fares, as well as implementing other interventions that may sit outside of the transport space, such as rent controls and expanding the eligibility of public housing, so that students are supported throughout the reimagining of our city to ensure that it is livable. And, you know, these projects need to ensure that everybody is supported in this transition and ensure while our city moves into the 21st century. And so no one should be displaced as part of a big major infrastructure project.
Do you think that we'll see a future where buses, light rail and CityLink commuters outnumber those who are travelling by car?
Well, that is the aspiration, right? And if we're serious about tackling climate change, we do need to support making these options the most viable and attractive for members of the community. And so our goal is to ensure that people have that option. Currently, most people do not, either because there's not frequent public transport, because it's a cost barrier, or because it just doesn't exist in their communities. So part of our desire to see this project being delivered on sooner rather than later is to ensure that people have the option, and so that we can reduce emissions to guarantee a livable planet for generations to come.
Other than the obvious effects that it will have on the climate, do you think that there are any other benefits to the light rail that we aren't seeing at the moment?
Yeah, I mean, the truth is that having a much easier and faster commute gives benefits to people in terms of their well-being. Additionally, if we work to have a frequent and rapid public transport network that is free, that also will give benefits to low-income workers who will now have more options in terms of where they're able to live and work. And so ultimately what we are creating is a city that gives people options in regards to how they want to live their lives, and that is something we should all be aspiring to, and something that our city is unfortunately behind compared to other major urban centres in the world.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.